The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
He's ripe, all right. The time be nigh.
That's what?
To take you down to the jiggle hut. Have old Trixie flip you over and give you your first Tuscaloosa dumpling.
Oh, all right. That's good. I like dumplings.
It ain't food, boy.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress-up?
Dress-up?
Well, you said you wanted to play dress-up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl who doesn't always play with clackers, but when she does, they're always meaty. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the show. It is number 134 tonight. We are coming at you from RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com. With me, as always, is my favorite flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up?
What is going on, my dark and lovely?
Little emergency microphone repair moments before the broadcast.
Yes, you're always my hero.
Yeah.
You are.
Sure.
If you guys would like to join in the conversation, remember, we usually do the whole stick and move method around here.
So stick or move?
It's stick me. It's 941-421-0401 is the number. Skype is Raz Radio 1. Yeah, but you can always get me on the Twitter later at Kinky Katie Radio.
Still cannot reach her on Facebook.
No, you
can't. In case you were trying.
But it is coming up. We are in the last leg of my 30-day suspension from Facebook. I will be back August 8th.
Plus, see, you know, at least they're letting you look at shit. So you're not, like, completely out of everything.
I know, and that's nice.
Yeah.
And I'm trying, and I feel so bad. It is such a tease because I felt a little bit of my bitchy rage come out when I saw a couple posts. I'm like, oh, I can't. Oh,
must comment now.
I cannot spit my venom on your page.
The world's probably been a little bit better for the last month or so.
I've had a lot of people message me like, "Are you mad at me? Like, what's going on?" I'm like,
I'm mad at everybody. I tell you what.
So I just put it out on Twitter. I'm like, hey, just a little FYI, I'm still suspended until August 8th. Because I know some of you are getting a little...
cranky.
Yeah, they're getting a little cranky.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
And I'm sorry.
I know. Somebody irresponsibly didn't make a an administrator on the on the show page.
Yeah.
Irresponsibly.
Yeah.
I promise she would.
It's going to be fixed, because I thought I did, but apparently I didn't.
That department head is now fired. The person is out.
I don't know what to do.
Well,
nah, it's all good.
So what are we doing? We got stuff today?
We do have stuff today.
Stuff, man.
Stuff. We okay. Do have a tits man today.
Do we?
Which you might find interesting.
All right.
You might not.
Maybe.
I don't really care.
No? You don't think I'll find it interesting?
I do.
So why must you bring it to me if you know I'm going to hate it?
Well, because that's what I do. That's my job. I throw things, like different things at you.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Want to try that again?
I added some extra syllables to that word.
Just
syllabled that bitch right up.
Oh, by the way, I'll get this out of the way now, and I'll probably do it at the end, too, if I remember. But you can still vote for me for the Best of the Bay Creative Loafing Awards, the Best Local Podcast and Best Local Internet Radio Show. If you go to my Twitter page, it's pinned right at the top. You can get the.
How long does that go on for?
I believe it's August 16th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another couple of weeks.
So, yeah. So, please Get out there. Vote for me.
Why not?
Because I want to win. And you don't have to be local to vote.
That's right.
Which is really cool.
Just have to have an email
That's
or
right.
20.
Maybe even verify it.
Yeah.
Throw it in there. Just do it. Yesterday, since we didn't have a show yesterday because it was Sunday, but yesterday was National Orgasm Day.
Was it?
It
on
was.
A Sunday?
Well, July 31st. Oh, it just okay. happened to fall on a Sunday.
Just happened to fall on God Day.
Touch myself.
I'm sorry, honey. I can't go to church Sunday. It's National Orgasm Day. And Mimi down at the Jiggle Hut, she gave me a 5-quarter special.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I gave her 5 quarters of my salary for the next month.
Knock up another girl?
Yeah. She's 125% sure I will be happy when I'm done.
There was the dumbest. They have some stupid pics, like, how could you be so stupid kind of posts on Facebook and, you know, different social media. You just made me think of it. This one girl, she was on Reddit, and she was pregnant, and she said she pretty much what it came down to is she thought she was pregnant with her horse, by her horse.
Really?
She said
the horse snuck in at night and just laid down on her, or
no.
What?
No, she allowed it to happen. She said it could be her boyfriend or her horse.
Really?
She just wanted to know how long. She's like, I'm going to love it either way. But
I'm
going
to love it either way. Yeah. Really?
Uh-huh.
Huh. She realizes, like, species don't cross. You can't, like, breed.
Well, apparently,
did she know this, or?
This meth mouth little Mountain Dew chucklehead just doesn't get it.
Wow. Is that a band she's in?
They're opening up for Jodie Foster's Knuckles.
Yeah, they have been, at least when they play The Gathering. They open up for Jodie Foster's Knuckles.
In Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Every year.
That's right.
I got a fucked up story out of Wisconsin coming later.
Yeah. Does it involve cheese?
No, but it does involve a dead turkey.
Vulva?
Sort of. Mulva.
Cervix.
Dolores. Oh, God, we got some pussy talk, too. But speaking of, going back to National Orgasm Day, that's kind of where this all started.
I like that.
Please, you know me. I go off and just wee.
I was letting you know it, too.
You didn't know any better.
Oh, I knew. I didn't care.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for the help there.
Yeah. I just thought I wouldn't let you know this time.
Of course.
I'd let you just wander around and see what happened.
Sometimes I find my way back, I leave you breadcrumbs.
So what were we supposed to do for National Orgasm Day? Like leave a little jizz on our neighbor's doorstep, or what was supposed to happen?
Drop a load on your partner's pillow and flip it over so that when they wake up, surprise!
Happy National Orgasm Day! It's our new custom.
Here's the right in your face! Oh, it's better than confetti. It's confetti. Yeah. I'm so stupid. Well, here's some things that I'd like you to know.
Okay.
For National Orgasm Day.
I'm ready.
You should be ready.
All right.
10% of women cannot reach orgasm.
Huh.
There's an actual term for that. It's like anorgasmia.
Yeah. Broken.
Broken. Aw.
Sad. Sad vagina. Ugh. Just so sad vagina.
The grumpy puss.
Yeah.
Grumpy cat.
Sad.
A yogasm. People can have orgasms when they do yoga, which I have heard that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So maybe that hot yoga is kind of a thing where, you know.
It's not a thing.
No, hot yoga is a thing, but
well,
I mean.
Well, it is a thing, but.
Like, might induce more orgasm.
I
don't know, because your body temperature rises when you come. And,
okay.
Well, at least it does for me.
All right. Well, blood rushes everywhere, so they say. Theoretically.
2/3 of women do not have an orgasm during sex. So guys, don't fucking feel bad about it. And girls, don't be so bitchy and expect him to do it.
2/3 of women.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you just said 10%. Oh, 10% can't have an
orgasm at all.
Oh, and then the others is during sex.
Right.
With a partner.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that's not so bad. At least you can do it.
Yeah, because half of the women, well, this is almost half, their first time they ever come is through masturbation. That was for me.
Well, I mean, that's really kind of the way it really is for most people, I would think, right? No? Yes.
I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, long before most boys have stuck their cock into anything, they've been tucking on it or doing whatever with it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
boys,
yeah.
Girls, all the way across the board, you know?
Well, we were just kind of targeting on girls.
Okay. But even with girls, like, you know, hopefully they've rubbed something before they let somebody stick something in them.
I mean, there's some people that they're like kids, like young kids masturbate and they don't even know what they're doing. They have an orgasm and it's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Like three. It's like, yeah, but they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and so I would say that for most, even women, you know, their first orgasms most of the time going to be with themselves.
Mm. That sucks. Some women have heart failure when they have an orgasm. It can actually happen. Guys, for those of you that don't like condoms out there, guess what? They don't affect the orgasm quality. For women,
it just doesn't feel as good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the quality's the same, but it just doesn't feel as good. Sure. Huh.
Yeah.
That's odd how that happens.
Yeah.
It's like two things at the same time that are completely opposite.
You know, a woman's sexual self-esteem can affect the quality of an orgasm, and that's completely true, because if you're not fucking confident, if you like feel like shit, you're not going to come. It's just not going to happen.
Or the quality of your cum.
That's what it said quality. Yeah.
Quality.
Well, yeah, but it could be like completely shitty and sad and non-existent. That's a quality, isn't it?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know.
You didn't have an orgasm at all.
Hmm. And just like how sex can stop your brain from aging, this can, you can also, like having orgasms will help your brain too.
Yeah.
You can, even
well,
after.
The same thing, though.
Even after a spinal cord injury and death, you can still have an orgasm. Did
really?
You know that? Yes.
Hmm. And death.
Yeah, well, like after death. Not okay. Like, hi, granny's been dead in the ground for 20 years, but she's still coming with the thunder.
Well, how you're not doing anything. You're dead.
Right.
Come on.
Well, that's like when guys...
What are you pushing on me here?
Like death boners.
Okay, well, that's a death boner. That's not a death boner slash orgasm.
Well, it says that you can have
it. He spits fluids when I cut him open just like this, Katie.
Shut up.
Spits it right at you.
Shut up.
Ready for spitting? 3, 2. No.
No.
Okay. There's no death orgasm.
There is. And I'm not talking about deathgasm.
You're not having an orgasm. It's not.
You can have an orgasm at death.
You are not have. You are having muscle spasms. You cease having an.
What do you think an orgasm is?
Fucking dead.
It's,
you're
it's
dead.
Muscle
you're,
spasms.
You're fucking dead. You're dead. You're not doing anything. Like I would think the first thing to qualify an orgasm from happening would be it happening to, like, a conscious individual, like somebody who is alive.
So you can.
I think life, like. Requirement number one,
well,
have to
you,
be alive.
You can have an orgasm in your sleep, but you alive.
But you're alive.
Well, look, I'm just saying, if you have an issue with it, you can look it
I
up
have
later.
An issue.
Then look
you
it
can't
up
have
later.
An orgasm when you're dead.
You can.
Yeah, we'll play with her button.
That's
It'll work. Look, I found the G spot, honey. Too bad she just died of a heart attack.
No, I gotta blow in it and get the mung. Remember?
You.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Right. Yeah. You did it. I didn't.
Hey, world record length of a woman, how long she fucking masturbated and it took to orgasm was 6 hours and 31 minutes.
She stuck to it. That's a can-do bitch right there.
Dude, either her fingers are pruny, she had to go through a couple rounds of batteries, or her fucking clit was raw as hell. I don't know what her deal was.
Like, she was just having a good time.
I guess so, but dear Lord, come on. For me, I guess I'm lazy.
Nearly up.
I guess I'm lazy, and I just don't, you're right, I don't want it enough.
Yep.
Because if it's not working after about a half an hour, fuck it, I'm not, and that's not even a half an hour straight, that's like stop and start.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want it bad enough.
No,
you
I can, guess.
You gotta put in the time sometimes, I guess. If you're a woman, it's complicated for you.
It is.
Yeah. Sucks balls.
You know, sometimes I need like all three things going. I need clit, pussy, and asshole. But then other times I just need my clit.
Yeah. I don't know how that happens.
And then I've been doing this interesting thing that like I'll take bobby pins and slip them through my piercings. So I would say like pinches just the tip of my nipples.
Okay.
And I like being like restrained at the waist.
Okay.
So I've been like wearing a belt.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't do anything. You're but like, it's just like the feeling.
Autoerotic torso asphyxiation.
Well, I don't know. It feels
hanging
like
myself by my belly button.
It feels like your hands around my waist.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like a tight grip.
Sure it is.
You make it really tight.
That's right.
And that's kind of been like my thing lately. And then paired with the Venus videos.
Are you just making an excuse because you're breaking in case I catch you with a belt? are you doing like self-administered breath play and you're just throwing that out there to like throw me off?
No.
It's kind of like I feel like that's what you're doing. It sounded an awful lot like that.
No, that's not it at all.
I'm not going to lecture you about how you need to get off. However, however, we all know people die like that. So so you know.
Well, then if you find me dead, it obviously the belt would be around my neck.
I'm
going to
tell everybody exactly what happened, too, just so you know. and I'll definitely take pictures. I'm telling you ahead of time.
Well,
it's been
you
documented.
Have to have proof. Fine. Well, I'm dead. What the fuck do I care at this point?
Good.
So do it.
Good. I'm glad you don't care, because that's what will happen if I catch you auto-asphyxiated, self-auto-asphyxiated. What's up with the 10-cent words today? What's going on? Why do I got to say all these syllables? Why? I don't understand.
You are 10 shades of adorable.
Okay.
You really are.
All right.
Who cares? That's some other stuff. Now,
other stuff.
There was one that I was going to look up and I totally forgot about. But like some of the ways that you can have an orgasm, core exercise, yoga, childbirth. Some people actually have an orgasm during childbirth. It just happens. Riding horses. I understand that. Using a photocopier. How the fuck is that?
Well, that's breathing, you know. Apparently, if you can have an orgasm while dying, why not a photocopier? Like, once again, you take the least likely thing and you're completely fucking with it. Oh, post-death orgasm, right? Sure, no, I believe that. But at the photocopier, really?
Did-deed.
Come on. You expect me to believe that?
Well, I think that's just going to make a whole, you know, why? You know how many women that work in offices after reading this article are like, really? And just ran and just all made photocopies of their cooch.
I guess.
I think that's just a little thing that they stuck in there.
They just ran to jump out the window so they could die and have an orgasm. I'm going to try that deathgasm.
Anywho. You know, I haven't heard, thank God, as much of that Pokemon Go shit lately.
Okay.
I'm kind of glad that it's dying down a little bit.
Well, at least they're getting tired of
talking about it. Yeah, I don't care if you do it. I don't care if you play whatever. I'm just sick of hearing about it.
Yes.
So, yeah, you guys, you go do your thing. Well, if you really want to catch them all, head on over to Etsy. There's a guy. He's he makes Pokemon themed dildos, and he's got a limited supply left.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
they had like the Pikachu anal fucking tail.
Uh huh. It's called the Peaky, and it's a. Yeah, it's a butt plug with like Pikachu's tail on it. So when you stick it in your ass, it looks like you've got Pikachu's tail coming out of your butthole.
You can be Pikachu.
You can.
Sure.
I still think that it's cute that Chelsea Handler calls her pussy her Pikachu.
I caught him, but I fell on him. So now I got to get him out. I got to go to the hospital to get him out. Pikachu's in my ass. I didn't mean to catch him like that. I don't know what happened.
It's like, I don't know, but I certainly caught something. It itches. Well, the butt plug is only $68. Well, then you got
Expensive.
It is for a butt plug. Yeah. That's not even one of those eye butt plugs.
That's somebody did it like on a 3D printer. That's why.
Oh, I'm sure. But the dildos are actually more money. They're almost $100.
Come on.
And you can buy the whole 4-pack if you want for like a discounted price.
Because you know he didn't like license that shit. So like, what's he's going on the high dollar.
Yeah.
And you know he's just scabbing that shit through.
He calls it Pokemon.
Oh, so it's just Pokey-esque.
It's there's now I don't know what some of the characters look like, but he calls them bubbly or boobly, whatever. Charmy, because the charmy, I'm sure, is like charmer, whatever the fuck that little thing is with a little fucking whatever.
Magnum.
Exactly. They have Squirty, which is looks like Squirtle, and then Peaky, which is Pikachu's tail.
Yeah.
So
it's you know, any coincidental looking like that is just coincidental.
Right.
Especially if it's coincidental to begin with.
And it's Etsy.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, I made it.
Sure you did.
I also make my own pickles.
Yeah.
What's
this
a pickle?
This is actually from my personal stash, Katie. This is just leftovers. I don't like playing with it anymore. I've worn them out. I've outgrown it, really.
I've already scratched all like the lady crust off of it. And the jizz dries. It gets a little crusty.
I save it in a jar. Check it out. With my toenails.
I have a whole jar of it. I'm going to go bring it to Oddities. Imagine, what the fuck would they do? Hi, here is a bunch of flaked lady jizz.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You could probably sell that shit. I mean,
I could sell that online.
Like one of the most expensive things, you know, that you can get culinarily is some fucking whale puke.
Yeah, ambergris.
It's fucking whale puke. Puke crap. We don't even know. All of the above.
It's excretion.
Yes.
I think it is puke, though.
And it's just sperm whale, too.
Is it just sperm whale?
I think so. I think it's just the one whale excretion. So, yes, somebody would buy flaked up lady jizz, I'm sure. And if nobody would buy it, somebody would definitely take it.
I'm on the search for a bulimic whale. No. Sorry. I'm sorry. There he blows.
Oh,
chunks.
No. Boy.
Oh,
boy. I'm rich.
I'm a bitch. No.
It's multicolored shaped gold.
I heard it really smells, too, and they put it in perfume, they say.
Really?
Yeah, they put it in food. They put it in. It's like been a major ingredient in perfume for a long time, like the expensive shit.
Really?
And I heard it's like fucking foul as hell. So I want to know, what does it smell like in its like raw form? Because you put it in perfume. Then again, some old lady's perfume, it smells like fucking old lady.
You know what it tastes like? It smells like?
What?
Whale puke. Exactly. I mean, it probably
makes sense.
Like right when you go, yep,
that's whale puke.
That's whale. No, I'm not gonna narrow it down to just one species of any, but it's puke. It's definitely fucking puke of one thing or another.
I can tell by the type of plankton, the wafting, and the rate of fermentation.
I've been watching Bones for the last 10 years.
You're a whale. You're a ambergris sommelier. That's really gross. Let's talk about something else.
Jesus.
Oh, okay. There's this guy on Facebook that I.
How would you know?
Shut up.
What are you talking about?
Shut up.
Yeah.
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 I'm pulling up this.
Paid your restitution yet for your Facebook jail?
Me.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Need some Facebook lawyers.
I do. Well, yeah. There's this guy. He's kind of creepy. Okay, I think he's kind of creepy. He comes across creepy. Well,
is there a point?
Yeah.
Other than there, you know, because you know something, there are literally millions of creepy people on the internet. I don't know if you've looked, but like everywhere I turn, creepy person.
Well, he's like this kind of sweet-looking elderly man.
Okay.
And he's really into some dirty stuff.
Okay.
Like
here again, you yeah.
He does photography and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Well, he's got a new book out.
All right.
You can get it on Amazon. It's called The Erotic Adventures of Amy.
All right. Who's Amy?
Amy's some girl that he found.
Huh. When you say girl.
Yeah, she looks to be maybe, I don't know, around like 22.
Okay. So is
maybe
she, okay,
younger.
Continue.
He's holding the book and she's on the cover and she's smoking a cigarette and he's like, I just want to say thank you for gifting me 10 days and nights of the rest of your life for unsolicited, no restrictions. And it came across really really gross and crying creepy.
Okay, but what happened? Did he cut her from pieces? What's going on here?
No,
what's the meat of the story?
This book is about her. They're pictures.
Oh, okay. It's to pictorial.
Right. I'm not going to say his name because I, you know, I don't want to feel bad that I'm like calling him creepy. But he's a professional photographer. He's got over 45 years of experience, and he's the founder and publisher of Brazen Images. It was like
so nobody will ever back. He'll never know we're talking about him now. No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. He'll never know.
Well, I mean, there's other people though that they might not know.
He's 5'2", balding, blue eyes.
No.
Steely blue.
Well, anyway, but that company, they do greeting cards, like, you know, dirty ones.
Okay.
Well, this chick Amy served as his nude muse for 10 days and nights, explicitly erotic explorations of each other's wildest fantasies.
All right.
Ranging from soft and sensual PG to you know, fine art shit to blatantly X-rated pornographic images, both vulgar and titillating.
Okay.
And everything in between. So the goal was to incorporate as many kind of varied photographic styles and technique as completely possible to bring out Amy's sexuality.
Is Amy hot? Is she good looking? Is this worth watching, seeing?
The way that he talks about it, I want to see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's got, it's just like humor and decadence, but like trash. And so they threw caution to the wind and just, there you go. That's what you get.
All right.
So, yeah. I don't know. It was just, whatever. You're giving me the look. Well, I think we're going to go take
you know, I know I'm not giving you look. Because I'm not looking at you. That's how I know I'm not giving you the look or any look.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? You have to read between the lines. And by lines, I mean things that I say.
Well, I think we do need to take a little break. Maybe get some caffeine or something. But here's a clip from this Friday's Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward, where we take a recent episode of my
Limoncello
live Monday night show that you're listening to now. Speed it up, squirrel it up. It's all fun and shit. So, oh my God. So stick around for more Kinky Katie's World right here on RazRadioLive.com.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
When your wife catches you blowing another dude on a boat off of a Florida nude beach.
I'm sorry, Katie. It's a bro job. It doesn't count as anything. It's
no eye contact.
It's like shaking hands, Katie. Well,
the correct response would be to immediately apologize and then have an open conversation with your wife about your sexuality after things kind of cool off a bit. This is something you don't do. You don't throw her off the back of a jet ski and leave her for dead.
Why not?
Why not?
I mean, maybe she was really cunning about the whole thing. You know what I mean?
My beard.
God wanted me to have some good dick, so I took it upon myself
to go get some.
Yeah, like self-serve, good dick. So that's what I did.
Caribbean dick.
Get off the jet ski, bitch.
Well, the guy was arrested for domestic battery, and because they...
How far? Apparently, she wasn't far away. I mean, what are we talking? Like a couple hundred yards? She had to swim in? Big fucking deal.
Well, no, she didn't quite swim.
No?
No, after she kind of discovered him choking down on the guy's, like, yacht meat.
Yeah, yacht meat.
Whatever, I don't know. It just popped in my head.
Nice.
It was like a man-on-man 69 cockfest.
Oh, so
they were 69ing.
He's not really a dick skipper then, is he?
No, he's a full service.
Head to tell.
Head to tell.
All right. Just making sure.
Well, I mean, what is it?
Explain your way out of that one.
No. You don't get it. That's all right. Well, the thing is, though, is they were arguing on his Sea-Doo. If you guys know what Sea-Doo is, it's a jet ski. And he threw her off 4 times now, okay?
But he picked her back up 4 times.
No. She got up herself.
Okay. But they were on a boat. Okay, they were on a boat. And what did they, like, flee on the Sea-Doo? What's going on?
Yeah, he, like, left on the Sea-Doo.
And she, like, chased him down on the other Sea-Doo?
Dude, I don't fucking know.
These are, like, rich people problems. I got off my yacht on the emergency Sea-Doo just to get away from that cunt, and she chased me down on the other, the secondary backup Sea-Doo?
Well, after the last one, she hit her head, and she refused to get back on the boat, so they left her there on the sandbar.
Okay.
They just fucking left her there.
Yeah, the sandbar. She'll be okay.
Well, they said both of them were drunk, obviously. Fucking sandbar in the Keys. Yes, you're drunk.
Oh, they were in the Keys.
Yes.
Great. Are they like watchers of the bloodline there?
Maybe.
They could be.
Could be.
Yeah.
Well, the guy got back to shore, and then he called 911 after he got back, and his wife was found, like, all bruised and clearly upset, and the only thing she had on was a life vest. She was naked.
Wow.
Well, she spent a couple days in the hospital, and she died.
Oh.
Yeah, and of course the husband was a suspect, and the police were searching for the other dude in the tandem BJ to see if he could shed some light on the situation.
Was she unconscious when they found her? I mean, it was sounded. You were making it sound like she was, like, okay, just, like, bruised a little. No?
No.
Unconscious?
Yeah.
Floaty?
Well, they said they found her just bruised and clearly upset, so she was conscious.
So she had plenty of time to make a fucking statement, right?
Oh, she might have a concussion with Loopy.
They check her for black dots. Did she have a black dot?
Came up in the water. I didn't use a Sharpie. It's her own damn fault. She got back on 4 times. I mean, when do you just stop? Does it have to come to this? How stupid was she?
I can completely see that happening. You know, like two people arguing and then, you know, because you push somebody off a boat, you're kind of fucked. It's like pushing somebody in a pool. You know what I mean? You might not mean to like hurt them or anything. You know, just get them wet and pissed off.
Get them wet.
And then, you know, I can see somebody storming back up on the boat, you know, getting lippy again. Maybe you shove her in the water again just to do it, you know? Because like she would figure he's not going to fucking do it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you just lay it down. I don't know. He killed her. He fucking killed her.
He did.
Yeah, probably. So.
Surprise, it's not one of those 1,000 ways to die.
That's what it's seeming like. He's like on lockdown to get convicted of that shit.
He wanted her out of the way so he could get more blowjobs.
Well, he could go to God. Want some good dick.
Good dick.
Good
praise
dick.
Me! Give me some good dick!
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back to Kinky Katie's World, RazRadioLive.com, KinkyKatieRadio.com. What up? 941-421-0401 is the number to call at Kinky Katie Radio on Twitter later. What's up, SC?
Con, bitches.
Con!
Con!
Had to do it. Yeah. Shout out to Chris Gore. What up? Well, no, he was talking about that. They were holding... He was happy to see that Trump like resisted to yell con during the whole
yeah.
I can't get words out of my mouth today.
I hear you.
I'm having issues.
It's that whole fat beat issue.
It is. See, you know it, yet you still do it.
I know, because I like watching you try to work. It's awesome.
It's not very nice of you.
It is. It's the way it has to be. One of these days, it'll like wear a callus in your brain, and you'll be able to do anything with a fat beat in the background.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess because I have a girl brain that it's ultra soft, and certain distractions, a lot of it I can't do.
Hey, don't be mad at me. I didn't make you that way.
I know. I did it to myself. My mother drank and smoked. During the pregnancy.
Yeah.
She did.
What you're blaming it on?
I'm not blaming that. It's just the way
it's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
It was the 70s.
You know, I know you don't have music ready yet for my new segment.
What news? What?
Remember we were discussing having a new segment?
That was on the way home today.
Yeah, well, I have it. So I know.
So wait. Let me understand this. So. You had a broken microphone stand that you knew about.
No,
I'm just saying. You're like, yeah, you know, something was going on with it. So you knew you had a broken microphone. A, didn't you, like, 2 minutes before the thing, I see it flopping around. I'm like, what the fuck's going on with it? You're like, yeah, it's broken. I don't know what's going on with it. It's just, it doesn't want to seem to stay anymore. And.
I just noticed it when you.
And a new segment. I don't know. So, whatever. What's the new segment?
I don't know.
What is it?
Katie's Quickies.
Okay.
These are short little spurts of just little.
Oh, Jesus.
Throwing it at you.
Oh, Jesus.
All like right. Sons of the Lamb style.
Okay.
I can smell you.
All right. I can't wait. What are you going to throw at us?
Well, today is
Katie's. Poo.
I'm not a poo flinger.
Well, not yet.
I could get to it. You never know.
You're going to be throwing stuff at us, apparently. Apparently spurting on us.
Better get out your tarps.
Oh, boy.
It's coming at you.
Oh, boy.
I love your face.
I'm ready. Well, I'm ready to be spurted on.
Today's Katie's Quickie is going to be things that turn girls off. So
we'll
real
just pretend there's a nice music bed in the background.
Bad breath. Texting others when you're on a date. Don't blow her off. Don't lie or complain. Care about your appearance and don't push sex. And that was Katie's Quickie for the week.
Oh, Jesus. Really?
All right. So maybe it's.
Okay.
Need some work.
It needs something.
We'll do something.
Yeah, we'll put it in development.
All right.
We're beta testing.
We'll put it in
the incubator and see what happens. I think our incubator's broken. It's on like full cook. I don't know what's going on. It's supposed to be a nice balmy 98.6 in there.
I think there's some thick fog. Some ground clouds.
Nice.
ROAS.
Nice.
Oh my God.
So what are you doing now? Do you have another new segment you want to spring on me?
No.
Okay.
Not right now.
I'm just making sure.
I don't know. Give me like 10 minutes. Nice. I might throw something else at you.
Okay.
Ah.
I'm ready.
Oh, I don't think you're ready.
I'm ready. Oh, look at him.
He's getting...
The cat was about to take a flying leap. Uh-uh. You put him off of the table. He's trying to climb the walls. See, we have the padded walls, and the cat has figured out he can climb all the way up to the top and smack at shit.
Yeah.
So like, when he wants your attention, he just jumps up on the top of the table, and he starts looking up. And you know it's about to happen. He's about to just climb right up to the top and just start knocking shit around. It's awesome.
I think he likes spankings.
I think he does, too. Well, he's your pussy. That's probably why. So what were we doing? Before your pussy jumped in?
I want to say, ladies who are listening right now, which I know there are ladies that listen to the show.
Yes.
We're going to talk about porn stars with the biggest dongs.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Biggest dongs in the biz.
Lexington Steele's one of the biggest, isn't he?
He is. He's actually on that list.
Sure,
but there
he is.
Are people that are bigger. But, you know, Lexington Steele
has consistent.
He has his own toy line, too.
Oh, I know.
I was quite impressed. I was like, wow.
Wow.
It's a heavy sucker, too.
Pretty big cock.
I guess that stereotype is true, isn't it?
Well, I mean, did they actually mold him? I mean, they actually do mold the porn star cocks?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there are a lot of them that are, but even some of them...
Or like artist renderings?
No. It's not like some of the fake pussies.
Well, yeah, because like the fake pussies, it's like... They're all
you've got like
the
five different kinds, and that's what you get. They just call it something different.
There you go.
But no, these are actually molded from the porn stars' dicks themselves. A lot of them have their own. A lot of the like gay porn stars, they have their own like dicks, their own dildos.
Yeah.
But Lexington Steele he's a straight porn star, and yeah, it's very realistic.
Onto the list.
All right, guys, here we go. So if you want to see some little bitch being railed by a huge cock, this is it. Evan Stone.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember him being especially large.
No, apparently he's got like a girthy.
Huh.
Girthy.
I mean, I don't think he's small, but I just don't remember him being known for whatever. Huh.
Yeah.
Surprised.
Julian Rios, he said he's not thick, but he's like really long.
Hmm. Don't know who he is.
But he's not as long as... Yeah, neither do I. Danny... Well, because, I mean, a lot of the guys, you're like, whatever. All right, you're a dick for hire. Nobody knows you. But then, you know, you've got the famous ones that have been around for a while, because for a long time, they were the only guys doing porn.
Yes.
Now everyone's like, I can do that.
Sure.
I know.
Because you can.
Yeah. How do I get into porn? You got a camera phone? Ta-da. Simplest way.
You don't even need somebody else, really. You could do a solo.
You're so good with the good guys. If you're ever like in a pinch and you want to try to make some money, do like cam shows, but do solo shows and just jerk off or, you know, in the shower or jerk off in front of your computer and do it for gay sites.
Gay for pay.
Fuck yeah.
I'm not gay, but...
20 is a 20.
That's right.
All right, there's Danny D. Now, this guy has gotten, his dick has got several awards.
Really? I have an award-winning cock.
He does, but he looks like kind of like a creepy twink.
They all look like creepy somethings.
No, no, not all of them, though.
Okay, Evan Stone. He's, like, super creepy.
All right, now, I kind of got caught, like, I got busted, because my friend Uncle Eddie on the from Ham Radio,
yeah,
they're friends.
Yeah, who
I
is?
Didn't know they were friends, Evan Stone and Uncle Eddie.
He still got that creepy molester look. I don't know what to tell you.
He does.
Yeah.
But he posted a picture, Uncle Eddie had posted a picture of him and Evan on his Facebook page, and I commented, I was like, oh yeah, I hear he's funny, or I was like, but he's not attractive. Yeah, and Evan responded to that. So I was like, oh
nice
shit. Well, you know, it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
So we have someone calling on the Skype later. Hello, caller, who are you?
I'm Chris.
What is going on, my little friend from the north?
I'm just driving home, and I'm starting my birthday early, talking to you, Katie.
Well, happy birthday, pumpkin pie.
Yep, it's tomorrow, but, you know, I'm off work, so.
Well, I'm suspended from Twitter, from Facebook, so I can't wish you a happy birthday other than, like, right now.
Well, I'm on Twitter, too, dear.
Oh, that's right, you are. I forgot.
Well, I'm glad I'm so memorable, Katie.
Oh, stop it. You know I love you. You're one of the sweet ones.
Yeah, I know, dear.
All right, honey. Well, I'm going to let you go. You have a very happy birthday tomorrow, and drive safe, okay?
Well, you have a great show then.
All right. Thanks, honey. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We haven't heard from Chris in a while.
Yeah, well, not here, at least. He'll call the other show to say hi to you, usually on Friday.
That's true.
He was probably wondering why you didn't say happy birthday to him on Facebook. Because generally, you're good about that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I wouldn't know about it until tomorrow anyway. Okay. It, like, spits it out of me.
Yeah.
It does. And I feel so bad. I'm like,
what did it sound like? One more time?
No. Stop. Yeah. Vinegar stroke. All right, let me just bang out the... Let me bang out the last couple ones. Jack Napier.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, neither have I. And he looks like a cracky mix of Snoop Dogg and Flava Flav.
Okay.
Like he
really.
But then some of the cracky ones, like that guy from the bathroom, he looked kind of cracky, and he had it.
I don't think he looked cracky, but okay. I'll accept your comment.
Well,
and move
you
on.
Know more cracky people than I do. Okay. So maybe that's
I guess it was the fact he just wasn't cracky.
Okay.
That made him seem not cracky.
Okay. Mr. Biggs, he's 11 inches. Lexington Steel is 11 inches.
That's a big cock.
That's a big cock.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Fucking thing's big.
Wesley Pipes.
Yes.
I've heard that name a bunch of times. He's like pretty thuggish. Like he likes to do a lot of the gangbangs.
Does he?
Like black on blonde stuff.
All right.
Yeah. Long Dong Silver. Remember him?
Yes, I do.
Well, he's no longer in the biz, but his dick goes down in history for, it was 14 inches.
Wow.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, no shit.
And world record guy was like, what was he, like 12 or some shit, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, that like Jonathan or whatever.
Yeah.
Peter Griffin with a big dick.
Yeah. And with the very creepy looking everything.
Ew. Yeah. He's gross.
Yeah, well, he's got the creepy thing going on. You can't really pin that down.
It's just
don't know how that works, but some people just have it.
Just made my pussy pucker.
Nice.
Gross.
Good job.
Hey, I think we're going to go to your favorite segment.
Stand by.
Standing by.
You have to really stand by on the standby.
I'm standing by on the corner.
And on the news. It's time once again for
Tits Man.
This week's Tits Man comes to us from the political side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Politics and tits.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
She has tits?
Well, she's no longer a chairwoman of the DNC. Ex-hamster, one of our favorite little porn sites, has offered her $50,000 to appear in a film alongside veteran male adult performer Adam Wood for a film called Debbie Does Bernie.
50 grand, huh? That's it?
Well, she's not like a Taylor Swift. Well, I think someone probably paid like $2 million.
Well, she's also like a congressperson, though.
Not anymore.
Well, she's still a congressperson. She's just not head of the Democratic National Convention, DNC, or whatever.
Nah.
They took her away from a post. but not. She didn't lose her. She still has a congressional seat.
Oh well. Anyway, they still. She hasn't answered, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna be no.
I would imagine so. $50,000 is probably just not enough for Wasserman Schultz.
It's insulting.
Well, you know, if I were her, I would think it would be insulting too. You need to pay me at least $250,000. Shit.
That's right.
Tits man.
So that was your tits man of the week.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, what's the-
You're completely right on your assessment of it. You're completely correct.
You know what?
What?
Because what's a good morning without a dick in your face? Am I right, ladies?
Well,
some of you fellas?
You know, not so much.
Dangle, dangle.
Well, I try not to do that, really.
Right. Well, people are obsessed with designer coffees, and kind of the foam art shit is getting a little bit ridiculous.
Is it?
But, well, it kind of is, but it's cool, though. I dig it. But if you're tired of the hearts and kitty faces and little leaves... Customers are now wanting something a little more racy and dirty.
Are they?
Welcome the penis latte.
I want some boobs. Give me a boob.
No, they're doing penis lattes.
Really? No vaginas?
Yeah.
Come on.
Not yet.
Give me a big clitoris or Dolores, whichever you can do. Mr. Barista Man.
Vulva.
I know you've never seen one, but we'll do like a conceptual piece.
Hey, I had sex with my boss when I was a barista.
Oh, somebody had to.
He was married, too.
Oh, boy.
Dude, my parents went out of town, and I was like, hey, why don't you come over after work?
Homewrecker.
Whatever.
Homewrecker. So dick lattes?
Yeah. I mean, they do anything from, like, cocks ejaculating flowers, and they've got hairy balls. And there's another one.
Do they look realistic or what?
Yeah, no. There's another one. It's got the head and everything. Another one, it's a cock, and it's shooting out a spider web, and it's got, like, a spider coming down the side. I guess that's the Halloween dick. They only pull that out for...
Halloween?
I guess so. For this season.
They only pull it out for Christmas. October.
Suck my candy cane, cunt.
Yeah.
Imagine though, if it's like that's a barista's way of flirting. He says over a
dick
latte.
Can I have a dick?
Just some chick.
It's a personal drawing.
But yeah, but you're talking about having like a. I wonder when they are going to start putting pussies on the coffee.
They should. You're putting dicks. Why not throw some vaginas down?
Maybe
some boobs?
Maybe they can't make it. I don't know. Like a pussy,
but you can make it look like a cock. We all know. Yeah. We all know if a pussy accidentally gets flopped out somewhere, it's not that big of a deal as a cock. We know this. We both know this.
I want a cuntuccino.
So who are we kidding now?
Labia latte.
So are they doing any with foreskin?
Mons Macchiato.
No foreskin?
Yeah, not that I've seen.
No?
Ew. Yeah. I think that would just be too like lazy.
What it? Yeah.
Like, not as much detail.
No?
You can't get the curve of the head and then you...
You could have like nice supple skin folds and such stuff.
Simmer down now. How good do you think you are? Well, better than me. I can't fucking like make a latte, whatever. So, yeah.
I'm just trying to get foam, let alone make it look like something.
You're such a goofball. Remember, I always said earlier, you probably don't, that I had a story out of Wisconsin.
Yeah, and you said you weren't going to tell me if it involved cheese, or you were vague on it. I don't know. Your usual.
You know, I can never get to a point of something easily.
No, I know. It's like torture and struggle, but it's okay.
It is.
I'm getting used to it.
Well, Thanksgiving Day. Oh, day to give thanks and be around family and loved ones and try not to kill each other
in
and
Wisconsin.
Get too shit-faced and kind of eat till you nap and eat again. I was thinking about doing some...
What about Thanksgiving Day? What the fuck's going on here? Wisconsin, get to it.
This year was not the most awesome of holidays for this young couple. Yeah, a domestic violence case was kind of reported involving a woman, her boyfriend, and a raw turkey carcass.
And the raw turkey carcass, nice.
Yeah, the woman found her boyfriend fucking the turkey in the bathroom right before it was about to be cooked for Thanksgiving. She fucking busted in on him. She grabbed the turkey and she stabbed him 5 times.
Honey, I gotta baste it. Hang on. Honey, it's not basted yet.
Ew.
Another 2 seconds. Just hang on, honey. Hang on.
Ew. Look at me in the eyes. Look at me. I can't finish this shit. Look at me.
That's good.
Anyway, she was charged with assault with a deadly weapon. But the boyfriend, this is not over. The boyfriend, surprisingly, was kind of...
still fucking the turkey?
Well, he was brought up on charges of sexual gratification with an animal. But he's going
to... Was it a live turkey?
No. See, that's the thing, is he's going to get out of the charges because the carcass is no longer an animal.
Yeah, it's just become meat.
Right.
You're humping meat.
So there's no law in Wisconsin that says that it's illegal to have sex with a dead animal.
Yeah.
But apparently the boyfriend knew this because he had been in a similar situation before involving a pig that he shot and killed in order to fuck it.
This is my second charge of turkey rape.
I love it when I go... Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
Feathers are so soft.
Nice.
He keeps staring up at the ceiling at the
falling down stuff that the cat has torn off of everything.
The cat's destruction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were we talking about again?
Well, we were talking about turkey fucking.
Yeah. Second charge.
Yeah.
What did this have to do with Wisconsin again?
Because it was in Wisconsin. It happened in Wisconsin. And Wisconsin has no laws about fucking dead animals.
Most states probably don't have any laws about fucking meat. You know what I mean? Like American pie.
Unless...
Come on, he fucked a pie. Does that mean, you know, he gets charged? I mean, an apple tree is a life form.
Unless it's in an eating establishment. Because, I don't want someone fucking my meat before they cook it for me.
You fuck whatever meat you want. Just don't serve it to me, especially, or anybody, really.
What's in that hollandaise sauce?
You're taking all the fun away, Katie. If I can't serve the jizz turkey, what to do?
When I said I wanted Alfredo, I meant the other stuff. It's fuck. Sorry, my Tourette's are kicking in.
What are you doing over there?
Nerbs caught me right on the fucking hand. Like I had it on the side of the chair.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I wanted to talk about this. Well, I do know why, because I just thought it was interesting.
Because I'm a crackhead.
Well, even...
more methy.
We don't talk about this ever, and I think it's completely stupid, but I wanted to talk about it. I want to talk about Kanye's sex habits.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
He has sex habits?
He does.
How do we know them?
Well, we do.
Okay.
He likes ass play. Like, these are...
Of course.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, we don't know this.
Sure. He likes fish sticks.
He likes them in his mouth. There are people probably tuning in for the first time tonight because I got a bunch of new followers on Twitter, and they're going to be like, what the fuck are we listening to?
Do you like fish sticks? So what else does he like besides it in the ass? Because obviously, you know, we all think that.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, that's what we all believe anyway.
Well, he prefers to fuck him when she's pregnant.
He prefers to fuck him. What?
He prefers to fuck Kim.
Okay.
And his wife.
Okay.
The Kardashian.
Sure.
He has a sex tape with a Kim lookalike.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
That he watches actually with other people.
What?
Like on a regular basis.
The
like
lookalike.
Just out of nowhere.
Huh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's definitely not Kim. I know it looks a lot like her. It's not Kim. No.
He tweets every time he's about to fuck.
Really?
Yeah,
apparently.
Does
he say, I'm going to fuck?
It's
Have
like,
you
know,
looked
going
any of this
home.
Up?
It had examples.
That's
like
tough.
It had stuff.
Anecdotal.
It did, whatever. Who cares? He asked Paul McCartney what sex was like in the 60s.
Yeah, we didn't have vaginas back then.
There's another sex tape of Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
There
I thought that was the fake tape. Not the fake tape he makes everybody watch. Another tape.
Yes. He
with him and Kanye. Her and Kanye.
Her, yes.
Pregnant or not?
They didn't say.
We don't know.
He said he only likes to fuck her when she's pregnant.
Only?
Well, no, not only.
He just keeps knocking her up.
That's the majority.
Of then what's been happening. What,
well, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, he fucks her. They say he fucks her on every photo shoot that she does.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. It says like it's just the thing, like it's a tradition, just what they do.
Yeah.
And he always gives sex toys for Valentine's Day.
Really?
Yeah. Which sounds, it's just, I don't know. That just seems a little weird.
It does seem a little strange.
Oh, I love him to death, but I'm going to punt him. I am. My little kitty.
Yeah.
My
he's
sweet
gone now.
Little boy.
I got him wet.
Oh.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I did. I spurted on him. It's your new segment.
Ew.
Your new segmented all over him. We had to have some kind of use for it.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to end the show on a like on a kind of like a down note.
Okay.
So,
but you're going to?
No. I'm not going to.
It's usually the warning right before you do it.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do it.
Okay. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. We'll just bullshit for a minute.
Is that what we're going to do?
Well, I mean, I don't kind of like. What I had.
Okay.
Like I skipped a bunch of ones and now they kind of meh. Oh, wait a minute. There's some condom horror stories.
Okay. Condom horrors? Horror? Like a WHORE stories?
Like,
I'm sure there's a lot of horror stories with condoms.
American horror story.
Yeah.
No, horror.
Okay.
Like scary.
Such as?
Such as. There was this guy.
Such as somebody making you use one.
Oh my god!
It's so oppressive, really. You and your condom policy, anti-disease. You're anti-disease, aren't you?
What is wrong with you?
Oh,
you're filthy, aren't you?
So 1980s of you,
dirty slut.
I want your herpes. I want to consume it. Simplex 15. It's so good.
All right, now we got that out of the way.
All right, so what were we talking about again?
Call you next weekend.
What are we doing?
Oh, there's this kid. He died. He put a
thing.
He put a condom over his head.
Oh, condom horror stories.
Yeah, he was huffing nitrous, and he pulled the condom over his head.
So he could rebreathe his nitrous.
Yeah,
whip it.
And he died.
Like a balloon.
Except like a balloon.
He pulled the balloon over his head.
Yeah.
And it was living in the no oxygen environment.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Poor thing.
Nobody helped him out after he passed out there?
Apparently not.
Kind of a party foul.
They just left him there.
Yeah. He'll be okay. He does this a lot.
Oh, get the marker condom face. Stupid condom face.
Quick, Katie, come over. Spurt all over him. You have a new segment. Spurting. My spurt segment.
Get Jasmine. She can fit that head up her snatch. It's already got the condom on it. It's like rebirth. World star. No. You're giving me the look.
There's no look. You know, once again, you know, no, I'm not doing it.
Because you're not looking at me.
See.
And I'm not looking at you either. I've got the blinders on.
How would you know I was giving you a look, by the way? How would you even know?
I've got a sixth sense. I can feel it when you do it because it burns into my temple. Swallow. Ooh, there was this two-year-old. They found a condom on a McDonald's like playground.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, who lets a two-year-old play with a playground condom?
No, he found it while he was
in the ball pit.
He did. Ew. You know they make germ-free ones? How do they do that?
They coat the things that they're made out of with some kind of, like, it's infused into the material. They have toilet seats that do the same thing.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's cool. They should put those in, like,
they do.
Gas stations and
sometimes
stuff.
Some do.
Those are scary places.
Yeah.
Oh, remember the one? I know, I'm skipping all over the place.
You are.
Yar. I don't have the patch anymore.
Oh boy.
Fuck it. I don't care.
Sure.
I can tell. I don't remember where I was going with that. That's okay. I completely forgot. I lost track.
2-year-old condom.
Yeah.
Playground.
Oh,
stat.
Who cares about that anymore?
Whip it death.
The mother found it because the kid actually he ate it. he swallowed it, and the mother freaked out, and she's like, "Oh my god, he's got a disease, or he's gonna die!" So she sued McDonald's for like only $50,000.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the kid's got to eat some cum. Bah.
Ew.
Well.
No.
Maybe it wasn't used.
Ah.
You know, maybe it wasn't.
I don't want to slurp someone else's cold, tossed away spooge.
I don't either, but at like two,
I wouldn't think you would.
I like 2 or 3 years old. They, you know, that's like anything else they swallow. What is it? You know what I'm saying? Like one gross thing or another, and they're not going to know. They have no idea. They're not grossed out by it.
They're
what
are you not. About? No.
So really, what's the scar? There's no scarring. Nothing going to happen.
Anyway, let's get out of here for the night.
Let's get out of here.
It's time.
All right.
I think I overstayed my welcome.
You did something.
Oh. All right, everybody. You can join me back here on Friday afternoon, noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward. You heard a clip of it during the little intermission there. We hear a whole hour of it. It's fucking funny. It makes me laugh. And I have a little segment questions from you, not SE, but you out there. I answer stuff. It's fun.
I stopped leaving you questions.
You did, you know, because they just turned into complaints rather than questions.
I had perfectly good, can you assimilate a giraffe? You didn't answer me.
Well, you know, I wasn't sure if you were asking for a friend or not.
No, it was definitely for me.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, in that case, yes, I can.
Nice.
Then back Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time for One Night Stand hosted by my bestie from the Westie, Miss Amber. It's very unpredictable. It is. It's completely unpredictable.
Sure.
There's lots of titties.
There's boobs.
There's lots of boobs. So if you want to Skype in and see that, you can do that because we welcome it. It's all good. Give the archives of this show on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, KinkyKatieRadio.com. It's all for fucking free, so leave me 5 stars in comments because you're very nice. And don't forget to go and fucking vote for me. Follow me on Twitter at KinkyKatieRadio. Google KinkyKatieRadio. I'm fucking out of here. Anything for you, SC?
No.
No.
Limoncello.
God, kisses on your birthday. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.